So you got the idea, right, for today? Today is the third Sunday of Advent, and we light normally the candle of joy, and that's why we wear pink and light the pink candle. It's a breaking in of God's joy in the midst of Advent, and we hear Mary's song, which we'll hear in just a few minutes. In the liturgical calendar, it's called the day of Gaudete, of great joy. So we talk today, based on our Advent study, about the way of fearlessness. In all four Gospels, think of all the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, only Luke begins with the story of the women, especially of this young girl from Nazareth. And she becomes, Mary becomes for us, this model of fearlessness, or maybe a better way to say it, is she becomes a model for us of turning fear into joy. And we're first going to hear from the prophet Isaiah. And I invite you to listen in this passage from chapter 35 about God's vision of what God's doing in the world, and why fear is not necessary. Listen for the line from the prophet Isaiah where he says, "Do not be afraid, because this is what I'm doing. Be strong and do not fear." Listen for that line as Isaiah 35 is read.
Chapter 35, verses 1 through 10 in the Old Testament, in your pew Bibles, pages 663, Return of the Redeemed to Zion. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of fearful heart, "Be strong, do not fear. Here is your God." He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless shall sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks, God. And now these words from the Gospel of Luke. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. We breathe, O God, and we know that that breath is a gift from you. Open our lungs and our hearts and our minds and our whole selves to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So we all know that whatever we read or hear on the internet is factual and accurate, right? We know this, don't we? We know that to be true. Well, someone has spread the rumor that the Bible has 365 do not be afraid statements and that God designed one for us for each day of the year. Well, this is just not true. But it does appear pretty often. Do not be afraid about 80 times in the whole Bible and over 20 times in the New Testament. Way more often than many other phrases. About the same number in the New Testament as love one another, which appears 23 times or so. It's a pretty important emphasis in Scripture, do not be afraid. People must have been fearful even when the Bible was written, not just nowadays. Now, sometimes fear is regular and normal and even good. Be a little afraid crossing a busy street or other dangers or facing surgery or other uncertainties. A little fear. But sometimes fear gets out of bounds and in the way. And it can turn to anger or hatred or paralyze us or make us take flight or run away or bury our heads in the sand when it would be better to stay. Why be on the way to being fearless? Now, I'm not talking about not being afraid about jumping off a bridge or doing reckless things or harmful things. You know that, right? I'm talking about those things in life that hit us in the gut with fear and stop us in our tracks, real or perceived. Why be fearless? Why be on the journey toward fearlessness with those? Well, here's why. And I think that this is what God means in Scripture, be on the way toward fearlessness. Because when we're on the way toward fearlessness, we can hear God and one another. Paralyzing fear keeps us from hearing. From hearing God and one another, it gets in the way. It happens all the time nowadays. Get fearful, and we don't hear what's truly being said. Just recently, somebody said to me, I got so afraid, I didn't completely understand. In fact, I misunderstood what was being said to me. Why journey toward fearlessness when we're on the way to fearlessness? Oh, yeah, that's what was really said. Oh, yes, I hear you. I hear you now. When we're on the journey toward fearlessness, it opens our heart to what God has next for us. That's really what's happening in Scripture. Don't be afraid. I've got something for you. That's what God's saying. Being on the way to fearlessness gives us a chance to overcome our fears, to walk into and deal with something that could be paralyzing. Being on the way to fearlessness leads to joy and peace of heart, knowing that we've walked into our fears and overcome them with God's help. And also it gives us a chance to surround other people in the midst of their fears. This is the summary. Why be on the way to fearlessness? We can hear God and others. We develop confidence because we've confronted our fears and overcome them, and we can help others in their fears. How do we get there to this way of fearlessness? Now, this is where we truly need to meet the young Mary. You see, Mary's life is set and planned. Her biggest fear, probably, was how to be a good wife, to be a good spouse. Now, that can be fearsome sometimes, then and now. But that was her biggest fear, be a spouse to Joseph, a man of the house of David, a good match for her. And then God comes to her. God sends an angel to her. Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. Perplexed by what sort of greeting this might be. That's what the scripture says. She was perplexed. Well, right. This is perplexing. It's not a common occurrence, perhaps, that an angel shows up at your door. Yet perhaps God does come and ask things of us. Favored ones, I need you. I do that sometimes with you. Now, I'm not God, but I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, so I sometimes do that. I come to you and I say, I need you to do this. Do not be afraid, Mary, for God has something very important for you to do. You will be the one who will bear the child in your womb who will be great and come to rule a kingdom that has no end. Let's think about this moment for a minute. That do not be afraid moment of decision. The angel says, there's just a little something I need you to do. Just a little something I need you to do, Mary. Disrupt your entire life and bear the Savior of the world. Mary asks one clarifying question. How can this be since I'm a virgin? And the angel says, this is God's work. And nothing is impossible with God. What fears might rule or paralyze Mary at that moment? Telling Joseph? Telling her parents? Being cast out of the community when they find out she's pregnant out of wedlock? Being stoned, the typical punishment? Bearing a child? What fears? There is this moment of decision for her. Will she be paralyzed by those fears? Fail to hear what God has in store for her? Run back to the safe place and bury her head in the sand and carry on with life, always wondering about the missed chance to do what God asks of her? And in a simple turn of phrase, a verse, a sentence, she upends her life and her future with these words. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. And in a moment of great fearlessness, the young girl Mary shows us the way. Pretty amazing, isn't it? You think about it? She decides to listen to God's call, to set aside or perhaps even move into her fears and to trust that God is with her and move with confidence into an uncertain future. Do not be afraid, for the Lord is with you. What does the decision to confront fear and move toward fearlessness, trusting that God is with us, what does that decision make possible? Well, we can hear God and others better. It makes it possible not to be ruled or paralyzed by fears. I can do that with God's help. We decide to enter into fearsome things, not run away, but move toward and with confidence that God is with us, overcome our fears. There is this great joy we know when we have confronted a fear and moved into it and through it with God's help, the Lord is with you. And then we can surround others in their fears. There is this amazing story in this little book, Prepare the Way, in this chapter on the way of fearlessness. It's a story about a youth group swim party. And the youth group are at a pool, on a summer day with several leaders at a pool. And many of the youth are in and out of the swimming pool. There's one young man, though, sitting in the shade of a tree in a wheelchair, unable to get in the water, but clearly loved by the group and loving the group, and they come out and talk to him periodically and sit with him. But the water is a fearsome thing for him. He's paralyzed from the waist down and has little control of his upper limbs, so the water would be a fearsome place for him. Over lunch, the youth group sits with him, and you can tell that they're starting to concoct something. They've been talking to the youth leaders, and after lunch, two of the girls go and get a big inner tube. And after getting permission, after the youth leader gets permission from the boy in the wheelchair, they wheel him to the edge of the swimming pool. And the youth leader, two strong youth leaders, as the young man nods, they pick him up and they put him in the inner tube and balance his arms on the inner tube. And all the young people surround him in the pool. And his youth leaders are right there in case anything happens. And what was fearsome becomes a fearless moment for the young man and for his companions as he floats in the cool and refreshing water. Surrounded by love, overcoming fear. When we move on the way toward fearlessness, we can help others overcome their fears. Mary moves from fear to joy, knowing that she has put her life and all of its fears and uncertainties into God's hands. She travels to see her relative Elizabeth, and as she meets Elizabeth, who also is pregnant with a child, Mary shouts, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed." What fears stand in our way today? We live surrounded by fears and those who want to make us afraid. Will we be paralyzed by those fears and run the other way, bury our head in the sand? Or will we listen to what God is saying? "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." We can decide to listen, to hear God's call, to set aside or perhaps even move into our fears and trust that God is with us and move with confidence into an uncertain future, where we then can surround others in their fears and give them the confidence to move through them. That is where joy resides. Our souls magnify the Lord, and our spirits rejoice in God our Savior, for the Mighty One has done great things for us, and holy is his name. Amen.